You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
And I want to share a message today that I really trust is going to change you, challenge you, and just start to take a step in the right direction to be more fruitful in your life. Amen. Who of you would like to see some multiplication and fruitfulness in your life? You know, there's a profound scripture in the Bible about Jacob. It says, Jacob, this is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. It says, this is Jacob, the generation that worship you, the generation that seek your face. But Jacob himself was a deceiver. I mean, he was in competition with his brother from the day he was born. As a matter of fact, he was birthed in an atmosphere of competition. He grabbed his brother by the heel, the Bible says. And then later on, he deceived his father, remember? To think that he was his brother, and his father declared a blessing over him. And because of all these insecurities, he was in competition with his brother the whole time. Got him into a lot of trouble. But the Bible says, this is Jacob, the generation that worship me, that seek my face. Because there came a time where Jacob had an encounter with God. You know, sometimes when you look at things from a natural point of view, sometimes you look at a family and you think, oh, this is the smart one, this is the clever one, this is the fast one. Oh, we're going to have to pray for this one. Have you got family members like that? And when they looked at Jacob, between Jacob and Esau, Esau was the one who had it all together. Esau was the one that walked up straight. Esau was the one that went into the bush. He could hunt. He could find the buck. He could kill the buck. He could slaughter the buck. He could skin the buck. He could make the stew. He could prepare. He could take it. He just had everything together. But Jacob is the one there in the kitchen with his mother the whole time planning. Okay, I'm going to go with the vegan option here and see if I can get my brother to. But when he had an encounter with God, he realized, I cannot trust and rely on my own ability. I have to rely on God. The Bible says this is the generation. This is the Jacob generation that worship me. They don't rely on their own ability, they rely on my ability. This is the Jacob generation that don't trust in their own strength, but they seek my faith. Am I talking to the right people? I said earlier on, God is pursuing you. God is working in you. Philippians 2 teaches us. It says, not in your own strength. Not in your own strength. For it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. Amen. God is committed to work in you, with you, and through you. I'm so grateful that God places desires in us to do certain things. Because certain things we just don't want to do naturally. Let me see, who of you naturally get early up in the morning? Who of you need that God to place that desire on the inside of you to get up in the morning? Amen. Yes. But Jacob, after his encounter with God, everything changed. He understood something. But there's something about Jacob's life that I want to go look at that's going to help us to be better disciples. Amen. Are you ready for this? You know, Jacob was married to two sisters. So remember I taught on earlier, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So Jacob was a deceiver. And guess what? If you're a deceiver, there's always somebody out there that's a bigger deceiver than you. If you're a bully, there's always a bigger bully out there that's going to get you. That's how life works. So he fell in love with Rachel, but there was Laban, an old fox. He didn't just deceive him on his wages. Remember with the goats, Bible says he changed his wages so many times, changed the way that the thing is going to work there. But apart from that, when he wanted to marry Rachel, he deceived him and he gave him Leah first. And Rachel was love at first sight. But Leah, he had to learn to love her. And this is going to bring me to our sermon topic for today. Learning to love your Leah. Not one amen. Can I have one amen? The truth is, all of us have got the beautiful things that we love to go to very quickly. You know, when it comes to the young people, your Instagrams, that's all the photos, selfies, all the beautiful things that you're posting. But that's not the thing that's going to produce and multiply in your life. It's you sitting and studying, especially now during the exams. That's the thing that multiplies. We can see that Rachel, at the end, had two sons. But Leah had four. Oftentimes, the less beautiful things in our lives are the very thing that will cause the multiplication and the increase in our lives. That's why you have to learn to love your Leahs. Now, during your exams, you're always running to your Rachels. I just want to do this. Can I just do this, this, this? But that's not going to get you through. The Leah studying is going to get you through. That's the fruitful thing. That's the thing that multiplies. Am I talking to the right people here this morning? Ayos, the song that we sang here today, was it beautiful? Do you enjoy that? That was a Rachel moment. But the Leah moment was the weeks that they had to practice that song before the time. Guess where they grew the most? Guess where more character was formed? Do you think character was formed today while they were singing it? No. Character was formed while learning that song. Can you see why you have to learn to love your Leahs? There's a lot of significance in this. Can I tell you something? Your Leah is the thing that will produce the multiplication and the increase that will leave the legacy. I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm here to help you to grow spiritually. When you go read Matthew, it says Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Where did the lineage of Jesus Christ come from? From Rachel or from Leah? Leah. Leah, Leah. Leah was the one who gave birth to Judah, who gave birth to Christ, the Messiah, the Savior. So many times the insignificant things that you think, Leah and her children, are the very thing that will bring change in people's lives. Am I talking to the right people here this morning? Turn to the person next to you and say, we have to learn to love our Leahs. Sunday sermons preaching here to you? It's my Rachel moment. I can shine. But you know what brings the real growth? Leah during the week. Studying the Word of God. Preparation. That's what changes me. Fasting. Praying. That's where the growth is. Praise and worship here. Lifting your hands, enjoying it, a beautiful time. Worshiping God in the beauty of His holiness. Rachel moment. Do you know where the band is growing? The Leah moments. Being here every Thursday, being faithful, getting a teaching on worship, practicing their notes, listening to their voice notes, that's where they grow, that's where they multiply. Am I right? Band members, just wave at me. What scores growth in your lives? Leah, Leah. Any Leah here? We love you, Leah. Bless you. Amen. Rachel is a beautiful experience, but Leah is what brings the increase and the multiplication in our lives. It's relationship with your Leah that produces multiplication. that produces increase. All of us have got those things that we just love to do. Coming here to church, seeing everybody and talking to them, that's a Rachel moment. But during the week, the person that you've not seen here in church for a long time, picking up your phone and calling them, that's a Leah moment. But guess what? That's what the person needs to encourage them. Amen? So oftentimes your harvest will come from the thing least attractive. Let me just say this. Oftentimes, those things that seem unattractive is the very thing that's going to produce the growth and the multiplication in your life. I want to say, when you feel unnoticed and unloved like a layer, there's a Father in heaven that sees you. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Every time you have a layer moment is a time of growth. A layer moment is to remind you, I'm growing. I'm increasing, I'm multiplying. Amen. Matthew 6 verse 6 says something very profound. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Many times layers, they feel unnoticed. They feel nobody sees them and nobody hears them. But God sees you and God hears you. Amen? When you're going through a layer time in your life, it's a time of growth. I want to talk to super layers. Mommies and daddies of our special needs children. They live in a layer moment. That you sometimes feel like, God, where are you? Where is somebody that can just see me? And we salute you and we honor you because what you are doing is extraordinary. Amen. Give the Lord a hand for all the special needs parents. That's why we started a Champions Club, so that we can look after children with special needs. Amen. To support those parents, that they can just feel that they're seen. You know, I'll never forget this. The day that we started Champions Club in 2019, the day we opened it, September 2019, a dad came to me with tears in his eyes, and he said, thank you. And I said, no, man, it's an honor. We want to look after your children. It's a privilege and an honor. And he said to me, I'm not saying thank you that you're looking after my child. And I thought, what? And he said, I'm saying thank you because it's the first time I can sit next to my wife in 7 years. So sometimes we don't know what people are going through. Those layer moments, and that's why we have to be there. Amen? To continue to help them, to stand next to them. God sees us. God sees us. Leah had four sons. Are you ready for this? Can I talk to some layers? Who have you had a layer experience lately? Oh, now I'm talking to the right people here. Amen. Okay, Leah. Listen to this. Leah had four sons. Number one, Reuben. The second one, Simeon and Levi and Judah. Guess what Reuben means? God has seen my misery. God has seen my misery. Simeon means God has heard. Levi means attached. I'm linked up with God. And Judah means praise. Let me tell you something. When you, in a layer moment, and you say, God, where are you? God will make you aware that he sees you. Amen? Because the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Simeon, God has heard. The ears of the Lord hears the cries of the righteous. Family, layer moments are there to help us to grow. Amen? Levi, I'm attached to God. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. When you start to know that God is your source, that his divine nature has become your nature, you'll start to have your Judah moments where you'll praise God. Amen? And you'll stop looking at people for approval, but you know the most important thing is your relationship with God. And this is what Leah understood. When you go through a Leah moment where you think nobody sees you is when you draw close to God. When you start reaching up. And in that Leah moment, God assures her. She starts to give birth. God has seen me. God has heard me. I'm attached to God. I'm going to praise Him. Oftentimes when you're on your own and you think nobody sees you, it's the moment where you start praising God, exalting God, magnifying God. That's the heart of a man and a woman of faith. Abraham, that couldn't see the promise, but yet gave glory to God, praised God, magnified God. Judah, the youngest that seemed ordinary. The birth of that praise had an extraordinary effect. Jesus was born from the lineage of Judah. This teaches us our worth is not determined by what other people say. The affection from other people. But it's from our relationship that we have with God. And this is what we need more than anything else. Your faithfulness, even in a less favorable situation and circumstances, can produce greatness. This layer. I mean, Naomi and Ruth. Less favorable situation. Your God is my God. Where you go, I'll go. Things that seem ordinary in the natural has an extraordinary effect in the spirit. Layers. Attitude in all of that, even feeling unloved, unloving situation and circumstances. Ever felt unloved? Unnoticed? God is still working in you and through you. Let me leave you with this thought. Even if you feel unloved, you can still be fruitful. Even if you feel unloved and unnoticed, you can still be fruitful. It's not an excuse not to be fruitful. A matter of fact, God will use that situation and circumstances for you to multiply, to increase, and to be fruitful. What you are busy with is not insignificant. Ooh, when it's quiet like this, I don't need an amen. I know in your heart God is busy with you. Amen. You can just double blink at me. Learning to love the layers. When God dropped this in my heart, I said, God, I want to preach something else. He says, no. I said, God, what are the Rachels that I love so much that I run to the whole time? That I use as an excuse not to love the layers that will really bring the increase and the multiplication and the change. When we learn to love our layer moments, it allows us to become partakers of His divine nature. You know what's the heart sore thing? Leah is there. Rachel is there. Guess who falls into the trap of comparing? Rachel. You know what she does? She gives her servant to her husband. And he has two children with her. Stupid mistake. Because there's no competition in destiny. She didn't realize that she was blessed already. God gave her grace and she had two sons, Joseph and Benjamin. But she fell in that trap. Turn to the person next to you and say, there's no competition in destiny. So sometimes when you look at people and you say, why is that Leah so blessed? Why is that happening there? While me as a Rachel, I'm still standing here. Maybe that individual has started to embrace and love her Leahs. And there's increase and multiplication because of that. And it's a lesson for all of us in discipleship. Am I helping some of you here today? Leah's life seemed less glamorous. It seemed like she faced a whole lot more challenges. But seeds of greatness, of multiplication, of salvation was on the inside of her. She gave birth to Judah, and Jesus is from the lineage of Judah. What you are busy with, many of you have been focusing on Leah moments and said, Lord, why? Now you know, because God is busy training you, discipling you, shaping you, forming you for the multiplication and the increase. Because what He wants to give birth through you is not just for where you are. It's not even just for that city or for that nation, but for a whole world. I'm going to close with this. I think we have to realize that we are married to both Rachel and Leah. And please, this doesn't mean, I'm not saying go find another wife to get married to. Amen. Don't quote me out of context. I'm not saying that. The wife that you've got, you stay married to her and be happy. Amen. I think we have to learn like a layer through our struggles to praise God. That through our struggles and our difficulties where we feel unnoticed and unloved, that God sees us, that God hears us, and that we are one with God. That our relationship with God is the most important thing. That our approval comes from heaven. Amen? Amen. Leah was busy building a legacy. She could see beyond her difficulties. And we should get to that place where we realize that what we are busy with, that seems like nobody notices us, nobody hears us, that God sees us and God hears us, and He's positioning us to attract His favor and His grace to have an impact on a whole nation. Amen. Turn to the person next to you and say, love your Leah. I just want to say, if you've ever felt unloved, overlooked, embrace your Leah moment and know that God sees you and that He's busy working in you, with you, through you to perfect everything concerning you. When you're aware of God's presence, everything is about to change. When you're aware of God's presence, that you're linked up with Him, whatever situation you find yourself in, give glory to God. Magnify God. Love God. Amen. This is the Jacob generation. Stop making all the plans, thinking I have to do this to get the birthright, I have to do this to get the blessing, and just rely on God's favor. Rely on God's mercy and know that He is working in you and through you to take you from where you are to where He wants you to be. Amen. May God place a genuine desire in all our hearts to love our Leahs so that we can multiply and increase and give glory to His wonderful name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.